It's Ireland's most talked about podcast, the only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you're in the Portmarnock area, why not pop into the White Sands Hotel? The Oasis Bar and Grill below our studio here is well worth a visit. During the winter months, it's as cozy. It really is. Great food, great atmosphere, great staff. It really is worth a visit. And they do carvery on a Sunday. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? Umar was in contact with us by email. The email address is allopinionsmattershow@gmail.com. allopinionsmattershow@gmail.com. Here's what Umar wrote to us. I was listening to one of your podcasts today where an uneducated caller was speaking freely about Muslim people hating Christmas and being offended by it and wanting it banned. Now, this was a previous episode of our podcast where we talked about the Christmas festival in Dublin actually being called Winter Lights rather than Christmas Lights. And during that conversation, somebody made a comment about this is just to appease Muslims because they don't like Christmas.
There's a belief, by the way, it's a wrong belief. There's a belief by certain members of the far right that Ireland is trying to eradicate anything that is Christian, which is absolute bollocks. It's complete lies. And one of those things that people said was that it's called the Winter Lights because they couldn't dare to put Christmas in the title because Muslim people would be offended. Now, there's not one Muslim in Ireland that's offended by Christmas.
Well, that's exactly what Umar wrote to us about. Here, have a listen to what he has to say. I can tell you now that this is far-right propaganda made up to divide us Irish people and turn us against each other. What evidence have they got for this? I'm Irish. I am Muslim. I was born here. My parents came from Pakistan and I have always loved Christmas and so have they. We have a Christmas tree in our house. I wear a Christmas jumper. My daughter played an angel last week in school. My wife and I went to the Galway Christmas market 2 weeks ago. Does this sound like I am offended by Christmas? All my Muslim friends are the same. Stop believing far-right lies. Please highlight this and call out their lies. Thank you. And that's from a guy called Umar. And Umar, thank you very much indeed for getting in contact with us. And Umar is a regular listener to the Opinions Matter podcast. And he's annoyed that, and in fact, when we put this up on our Facebook, the amount of people saying Umar is full of shit, Muslims hate Christmas, Muslims hate Christianity, and we're pandering to the Muslims. They're getting their own way. Christianity is being wiped out of Ireland. That's some of the comments that we're...
Okay.
That we got.
Well, here's what I'm going to say. I'm going to put it back in your ballpark if you're listening to this podcast. And there's not one Muslim in Ireland that hates Christmas. Prove me wrong. That's what Charlie Kirk used to do, wasn't it?
That's exactly what he said, yeah.
So put your money where your mouth is, because I haven't found any proof that... Now, I will say this, because there was people commenting saying, oh, but what about the Muslims that that rammed the Christmas markets and all that? Yes, that did happen. It happened way too many times where people who... By the way, I wouldn't class them as proper Muslims because a proper Muslim would not ram and kill innocent people at a Christmas market, okay? So here's the thing. That has happened, so there's no denying that. There are 2 billion Muslims in the world. Mm-hmm. 2 billion Muslims in the world, yeah? Do 2 billion Muslims drive cars through Christmas markets?
No, of course not. A few have. A handful have.
Literally a handful. I also want to make this point as well when you're talking about terrorism. What was the biggest ever terrorist attack that was carried out on this island?
On this island?
Yeah.
The OMA bombing.
The OMA bombing was carried out in Ireland. What were the religion of the perpetrators of...
Allegedly Catholic.
Well, not allegedly. They were Catholic.
Well, we don't know for a fact.
They were Catholic.
They were IRA men or real IRA or splinter IRA.
So let's deal with facts here. There are radical Muslims in the same way that there are radical Christians, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And in the same way that Enoch Burke is a radical evangelical, yeah? So in every religion, there are radicals who take things way too seriously. And that crosses every religion. That's just not Islam, yeah? It's Catholicism, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they were quite radical, the ones that put the babies in the graves in Tuam. I would have called that quite radical, wouldn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm not saying... that there aren't Muslims who despise Christmas, and but they are a very, very small minority. And I don't know if, like, I mean, this fella, Umar, has a Christmas tree up in his house. Yeah. His child was in a nativity play.
Yep.
Yeah. What else? Yeah.
Went to the Christmas market in Galway. Yeah.
And in fact, on his Facebook page, because he sent us this through Facebook page, on his Facebook page is Umar, and I assume that's one of his kids. And Umar, in the photograph, is wearing a Christmas jumper. Is that a Christmas jumper?
Yep, it is.
You
yep.
don't get much more. And in fact, the Christmas jumper says, what's that word?
Nullignamon.
No, Nullicona.
Oh, yeah, that thing. Nullicona did.
So you don't get much more Christmas. Every year, Mo Salah puts up a photograph around the Christmas tree with his kids. And he does get threats from certain Muslim people, but those people would be the minority, I believe. Would you believe?
Yes, I would. I absolutely would. Now, somebody just messaged in, was the recent shooting in Australia done by a Muslim? Ross, that may well be the case. It was. And Muslims and Jews don't like each other. I'm not in any way condoning that attack. But yes, it was done by a Muslim. But what has that got to do with Christmas?
It was a Muslim that stopped it as well.
Yeah, that's true. That's actually true.
The man who actually grabbed the gun was 100%. A Muslim. So
but Ross, again, I don't understand what you're even getting at there. Yes, it was carried out by a father and a son who were Muslims. But what's that got to do with this conversation about Christmas? Nothing whatsoever.
The bottom line here, as far as I'm concerned, is Umar, who is a Muslim man, celebrates Christmas the exact same way that we celebrate in our house. We don't go in for the religious thing, like most of you. I'd say there's very few people listening to this podcast now who go in for the religious aspect of Christmas. Fuck all, to be honest with you.
Do you have a crib in your house? Probably not.
No, I don't have a crib in my house.
I'm asking most of our listeners.
More than any of them do, yeah? So the point is, he celebrates Christmas. As a Muslim man, he celebrates Christmas the exact same way as I celebrate Christmas. So where is this belief coming from? Is it a far-right belief? Is it the far-right pushing this to make us believe that Muslim want Christmas markets? He was down in Galway at the Christmas market. I was there a month ago as well. If Muslims hated Christmas that much, surely they would stay away from all that stuff. No?
Our number is 085-825-2626 if you would like to get involved in this conversation. I'm going to kick off with a podcast within a podcast from Jonathan.
Good afternoon, lads. Really sorry I can't come off with this one. There's no whole way to get into this argument. But busy day ahead. Anyway, subject itself. That lad might have a Christmas tree up. Mo Salah might have a Christmas tree up. Don't care. They're moderate Muslims. The problem that we have when we keep on saying is fundamentalist Islamists. That's the problem here. And you can go on about the numbers, and it's only small numbers, but, you know, it only takes one bomber with a bomb strapped on to cause mayhem and destruction all over the place. These attacks are up all across Europe. Have you two boys even bothered looking at all what anyone's been saying to you over the last number of years about looking to England and all of these places, looking into Europe? And now you can even look into the States. Check out Dearborn, Michigan, Texas. See what's going on. New York City, for fuck's sake. It's all happening. And the problem and the thing you two fail to realise, and everyone else fails to realise, is I am hearing this from the horse's mouth. This is not speculation or conjecture. These imams and preachers and religious figures in these churches are actively saying these things out loud. And I'm just hoping that your liberal, brain-dead fucking mindsets and woeful ignorance won't believe it. But they're telling you these things out three. So for the lad that sent the message, the moderate Muslim dude there, no problem with him. But if he's in his mosque and the preacher starts going on about, you know, the infidels and all that, is he going to stand up and give out about that and leave the church? Because if I was sitting in my church and the priest starts saying things like that, I'd grip a fucking leaf. I'd be holding him accountable for the things that he said if he was starting to say things like that. But these people never do. You know, so, you know, it's not a far-right conspiracy theory or not like that. It's fact-based from listening to the people in charge of these churches. You can listen to Muslims from Saudi Arabia telling you the same thing. The West is fucked because we keep letting these people in and we must stop. As Micheál Martin said, what is vetting anyway? These people don't care what's coming into this country, but the people of Ireland should be very much afraid of what's coming into this country because we don't know who and what these people are.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
You're shaking your head there in disbelief at the podcast within the podcast from Jonathan.
There's just so much that you could argue with what Jonathan is saying there. Why does everything have to come back to immigration, Jonathan? First of all, Umar was born in Ireland. He's Irish. No, this is to do with religion.
And this guy's in his late 20s as well. He's not a young fella. He's in his late 20s. Yeah, he's got a child of his own now.
Some borders. We know who Umar is because he was born here. He was born probably in the same hospital that you were, Jonathan. So this is, can we have one discussion without immigration? Just one where immigration is not mentioned. This is not about immigration, Jonathan. And I know border control is living rent-free in your head. That's not what it's about. But you would be given out. You would be on this podcast given out if there were Muslims here that weren't integrating into our culture.
Or if Umar was a Muslim and his message was saying, I hate Christmas, can't stand it.
So there you have a Muslim man who's literally saying, me and my kids in the nativity play, yeah?
Yep.
So you have a Muslim child playing an angel in a nativity play, yeah? You have a man walking around with a Christmas jumper and going to the Christmas markets and putting up a Christmas tree and he's still not happy. I don't know. I just don't know.
Brian, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Brian?
Not too bad, and yourselves, and happy Christmas to you all.
And thanks very much indeed, Brian. What did you want to say on this?
Yeah, what I wanted to say about, if I remember last year, you're talking about Muslims at Christmas. I don't know if you remember last year, there was a photo that Mo Salah put up, him with a Christmas tree and with his family all sitting around the Christmas tree.
Correct.
Yeah, and that was it. So I don't think they are bothered about it. You know what I mean?
And when you hear people saying, I don't believe this, I believe Muslims are bothered by Christmas, what do you say to those people? And like you said, the Mo Salah photograph, a lot of people saw it. It basically is saying, and in fact, the whole family were in matching pajamas and all of that.
Yeah.
And it was a lovely photograph at the time.
That's every year, by the way. He does it every year. That
oh, does he? All right,
yeah.
Okay.
Every single year, he puts up a photograph. Yeah.
And he's basically saying, Christmas. Yeah, we're into it.
Exactly.
But when you hear people like Jonathan and the message that we played from him, what do you think of people who have this bet-in belief that this is Christmas for Muslims? They hate it.
I think they need to go and check the facts out. You know what I mean? Because I don't know where. I mean, he's bringing it back to immigration, and that's basically what he's doing. It's nothing to do with that, as you said, Jeremy. You know what I mean? And that's what it was. He's trying to twist the narrative on this.
Okay, so obviously to hear from somebody like Umar saying, I like Christmas, we have a tree in our house, we wear Christmas jumpers, blah blah blah. In other words, he's not trying to change Christmas. And there is this belief that, like we mentioned, the winter festival in Dublin, the winter lights, is called the winter lights and not the Christmas lights. A lot of people believe that was just done to appease Muslims, where I'm hearing from Muslims, no, that's not true. We actually like the why not call them Christmas lights?
I went to an event last night, lads, called the Wonder Lights in Marley Park, which is like the... it's like the winter lights, and there were Muslim families there. In fact, one of our neighbours...
Why was it not called Christmas lights? Why wonder lights? Why not Christmas lights?
As far as I know, the winter lights go beyond Christmas and that.
Yeah, that's exactly the reason. So the thing I went to last night had absolutely no connection with Christianity or Christmas. It was lights in a park, yeah,
mm-hmm.
for people to walk around. There was no symbolic symbols.
But the only reason there was Muslims there is because it wasn't called Christmas lights. They wouldn't have been there if it was.
Like I said, it goes beyond Christmas. It goes through the winter season. It's like that tourism campaign, you know, that you see advertised as well. Winter in Dublin. That's promoting tourism for the winter season in Dublin.
Completely.
And the winter season goes beyond Christmas.
Yeah, and I've said that because nobody wants to go to something called Christmas in January.
No, because it's all over.
Because it's all over.
Exactly.
So that's why it's called winter. That's why it's called winter.
Yeah, exactly.
It goes
beyond Christmas.
I don't know if you saw the video, lads. Someone on TikTok there during the week going into a shopping centre, I think it was Tesco, they were in, giving out about selection box having no mention of Christmas on it. Never did. It's called a selection box.
It didn't.
Yeah,
actually,
never did. I remember.
It's literally a selection box. Chocolate has nothing got to do with Christians. And all these people who preach about how Christianity has been driven out of this country are the most unchristian people you could ever meet. They have kids with six different baby daddies, yeah? They don't go to Mass on Christmas Day, yet they lie, they break the law. They're not Christians. So give over with the bullshit.
Stay there for 1 second if you can, please, Brian. Our number is 085-825-2626. Send us a WhatsApp or a WhatsApp voice note with your opinion on this. Jess, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jess?
How are you, lads?
Well, Jess, what did you want to say? And the same to you, Jess.
I don't think we're allowed to say that now, are we?
Why?
Don't want to offend Umar.
Oh, Merry Winter.
Merry Winter. Yeah, Merry Winter. Poor Umar. I'd be very upset with this.
What did you want to say, Jess?
You're going to hear so many hypocrites on today. I can already tell you they're going to hear so many hypocrites. Because they want people to assimilate. They want people to get involved. And then when people like Umar do get involved and they do assimilate and they do get involved in the festive period, they're still slated. So they're damned if they do and damned if they don't. And
no,
I agree.
I've actually found it a great email to get over the weekend from this guy, Umar. He's sick to death of the far right painting Muslims as being completely anti-Christian, hating Christianity, hating Christmas, hating anything to do with it. And he's saying that couldn't be further from the truth.
I know, like, as Jeremy said, like, there's extremists in all denominations. It doesn't matter which one you pick, there's always going to be extremists. But they don't all hate Christmas. They don't all hate it and want it taken down. So look at him, like, if he really hated it, he wouldn't get involved.
No, absolutely.
But like I said, like, he's damned if he did, damned if he doesn't. If he didn't put up a Christmas tree or didn't wear a jumper, he'd be getting called all the names in the world.
Yeah, no, I agree.
So, what do people want? So, like, it doesn't make sense. The way I say is he's getting involved, he's taking part despite his different faith. Like, what's the problem?
In fact, I just got a message from one of our listeners to say, I hate Christmas and I'm not Muslim. I'm actually Christian. So, you know, some people don't like Christmas full stop, whether they're Muslims or not.
But that person's not going to get as much slate as, say, a Muslim, a Jewish person.
No, I agree.
They're not. Like, so,
no, I agree.
It's the fact that the vitriol gets like, amplified depending on the denomination. I can never say that word. But it's just mad how, like, if you're a Christian, you say, like, oh, I'm not a big fan of Christmas. You're not going to get so much hate. You'd be like, oh, that's fair. But if you were a Muslim or a Jewish person saying it, oh, you're scum, you should be taking part in assimilating. But then when you do, you're still getting told, nah, doesn't mean anything, doesn't count. Like, it doesn't make sense. You're just talking out both sides of your arse.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. So, for somebody like, you heard the message from Jonathan, another person.
That's exactly what I mean, a hypocrite. Yeah. Like, how many times has he come on saying that they need to be involved, they need to assimilate, they need to get involved in the culture, and then when they do, he's still giving out. So what does he want? So, like, make up your mind.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. Our WhatsApp number is 085-825-2626. I'd like to hear from you. Are you one of the people who believes that Muslims don't like Christianity, don't like Christmas, don't celebrate it, don't get involved, or what's your opinion? 085-825-2626 is our number. Let me bring in Paddy with his opinion.
I lived in the Middle East for 10 years, and year after year, they embrace Christmas more and more, Muslims. I lived in Bahrain, and I lived in Dubai. Most Muslim households now would have Christmas decorations, just embracing the Christian celebration that we know as Christmas.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Jason, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jason?
Good evening, Adrian. How are you getting on? I'm glad to take you out loud speaker, pal.
Good man. Thanks very much indeed. What's your view on this? Umar is saying he's sick to death of far-right propaganda made up to divide us. He doesn't mind Christmas at all.
There's a lot of them that don't, Adrian. We have a family right next door to us. 5 years now, not a bother. They don't celebrate it. We don't force it on their necks. They don't tell us to try and stop it. You know, they just get on with it. They send in a box of sweets for the kids every year. Just as a gesture.
Okay.
And when religious stuff comes around, we try and respect them. We keep the noise down around Ramadan, and, you know, and all the other stuff for them. It's just about getting on with each other. Like, they're beside us. They're not going anywhere. We're not going anywhere. So might as well learn to get on.
Okay, but this is obviously a family that doesn't put up a Christmas tree, for example.
They don't integrate at all with anybody. Their kids don't integrate. We have a problem with that. Their kids are not allowed to integrate with our kids at all. With any of the kids in the estate. And there's a couple of Muslim families in the estate, and they're lovely. Their kids come out, they play, and they're great. Well, this particular, that's their own business, though. That's just the way they want it. They're 20 years here, they never integrate with anybody. They barely even speak English, to be honest with you. Which is a problem in itself.
It is. But in terms of Christmas, they respect the fact that it's Christmas. Yeah. Send in a box of chocolates, but they don't put up a Christmas tree or wear Christmas jumpers.
No, but why would they? It's not part of our culture or the religion.
Yeah, no,
that's what people don't understand. It's not part of our religion. I mean, the funny thing is, remember that song that came out back in the 80s, that band, Do They Know It's Christmas Time? No, because most fucking African countries are Muslim. They don't celebrate it. They've no concept of it. To them, it's just another day. And you can see that in this country now. I mean, we can go back to 25, 30 years. There was nothing open Christmas Day, Stephen's Day. Remember them days? You couldn't find a shop for love and money.
Absolutely, I do. Yep.
You go around now, and there's a lot of places open now, which... to be honest, it's actually a bit all right now, isn't it? There's a bit of life. Not everybody wants to sit in and celebrate with their families on Christmas Day. Some people are on their own, like to get out. So you can see it changing. And that's what's wrong with people. People just don't like change, Adrian. I mean...
but why... you have a Muslim man here who's Irish, Umar, born in Ireland, and he is actually doing the opposite of which people expect. He's celebrating Christmas as the same as you are and the same as I am.
But he would be shunned in his own community. More than he is in ours.
No. In fact, sorry. No, he would be. No, hang on a sec. I don't have the message. Read the end of the message, Adrian. The end part about it. Talk about
his own community. His own, I mean.
Well, he actually says, does this sound like I'm offended by Christmas? All my Muslim friends are the same. In other words.
Okay, not all of them. Now, come on. We can't say all, right? Because we know there's not. Go online and you'll see the ones the preacher's preaching about how it's haram if they celebrate Christmas and listen to music. You know that way? Like, we respect next door. We don't. We're going from a musical family. They don't mind us playing our music on a Saturday night. They don't have an issue. But we keep, you know that way? We respect them as well. I mean, we're going to have to learn to get on with them. They're here for good. They're not going anywhere.
Okay, there's a friend of mine who's in Dubai at the moment, the lucky thing, and she's away for a week. I think she's back Christmas Eve, actually. And she's been posting photographs on her Instagram page of Christmas in Dubai. Now, I've never been to Dubai, but Dubai is in a country called the United Arab Emirates, so you don't get much more Muslim than that. And from what I can see, Dubai is done up like a winter wonderland.
But that's the international quarter. Listen, you go outside that international quarter and it's a totally different fucking deal. You know that yourself, Jeremy.
I've never been to the United Arab Emirates.
Well, go over and open your eyes.
Okay, but what I'm saying is, if Muslims were that against Christmas, yeah, how in God's name would Dubai be allowed to turn their
because it's because Dubai is an international, they're appealing to the West. No, it is. You go outside that international quarter and it's totally different. Look at where Dubai was set up. Look at what Dubai was like pre-1966. Right, and look at the people who set up Dubai and why they set it up. I mean, Dubai is that part of Dubai is the most liberal, but you go outside that and it's fucking Sharia law. You know that type of way? They have their own cultures out there. You still can't walk down the road and show affection, hold your hand, or drink in public. So they tolerate the West because they want the West's money and they want access to the West. That's the only fucking reason, Jeremy. Let's not say it's all kumbaya and we're all living happily ever after.
But in answer, you will see a Christmas tree, for example, up in the big shopping malls in Dubai.
That's to draw the Westerns in and get them to spend their money. I'm sure the airport is the same. But what I'm saying is, you go outside that quarter, you know yourself, Adrian, it's totally different. Like, they put up with us in Dubai because that's where the money is. But that's it. That's as far as it goes. But why should we expect them to put up with us? It's not our culture. Christmas is not part of our culture.
So, Umar is the guy who got in contact with us in the first place, and he is arguing that people need to stop having this negative attitude towards Muslims because of their perceived dislike of Christmas. He's saying that is not true.
Yeah, I don't think they dislike it. I just think they don't bother with it because it's not part of their culture. I think we're more upset that they're not celebrating it. And then when they do celebrate it, you hear the people giving out about it. But, I mean, that I think it's more our problem that we perceive. They just don't celebrate. I mean, there's Hindu festivals we don't celebrate. You don't see people getting their fucking knickers in a twist over it. This is just this Muslim thing. We've gone from the blacks in the 1990s and 2000s. Remember, everything was about them when they moved in. We've gone away from them, and now it's the second wave, which is the Middle East and the Asian population, and now we're all up in arms over them. We're just going to have to learn. The days of little old Ireland being little old Ireland are fucking gone.
So, but what do we want? Do we want Muslims integrating or not integrating? That's what I'm completely confused.
Integrating in what way? That means then we're forcing our beliefs on them and our ways. Why not just let them live their own fucking life and not bother anybody? You find if you leave them alone. Muslims would leave us alone.
No, because as Umar said, there's this narrative that is going around. It's been going around for the last few years. It's mostly lies spread by far-right people saying that Ireland is losing its identity because of Muslims, and Muslims are forcing their culture onto us, and that
we are losing our identity a bit. Okay? I wouldn't say they're forcing. Oh, come on, we only had the discussion a couple weeks ago about the winter lights, always called the Christmas lights.
That has been explained by the fact that lights show around Dublin will go on for a few weeks after Christmas. That's why it's not called Christmas lights.
You can see, but come here, we're changing ourselves. I mean, we've stepped away from the church. I mean, if you step away, they're going to fill it, will you? Fucking come on. Sorry, there's an arsehole in front of me trying to brake check me, and I weigh 42 tons. I'm going to have to get off this call because he's literally trying to brake check me.
All right, go on. Good luck.
Go on. Bye-bye.
Thanks, bye. Our number is 085-825-2626. We're talking about Umar, and Umar fed up with the right wing in Ireland constantly going on with this propaganda that Muslims dislike Christmas, that everything in Ireland is changing to suit Muslims. Darren...
And by the way, before you go to Darren, I love... nothing more than being proven right on this podcast, and I have been again. So I said, find me a Muslim in Ireland who wants Christmas banned. Prove me wrong. Did I not say that?
Yep, we haven't found one yet.
Find me evidence. No, I didn't even want a Muslim man. I asked you all to find me evidence, yeah, that Muslims want Christmas cancelled in Ireland. Was there any, and I want to ask this question before you play Darren's message, was there any members of the Muslim community or protesting against the opening of the live crib? Have you seen the live crib yet?
I have.
Been around since I was a kid, since you were a kid. The live crib, baby Jesus, tree kings. You don't get much more.
No, the only people that protest against that is animal rights campaigners.
Well, hang on a second. That can't be right. So are you saying that, what's the Muslim population of Ireland? 300,000? Something like that? 200,000? Are you saying that out of the whole Muslim population in Ireland, yeah? Mm-hmm. Not one Muslim went to protest outside the...
Unless that Muslim was an animal rights campaigner.
A Muslim animal rights...
They're the only ones who protested against it.
No, but all joking aside, not one Muslim stand up there and say, I find this offensive.
Not that I'm aware of.
I want this country like Saudi Arabia.
Not that I've heard.
Oh. Maybe said mainstream media just won't report it. Is that what it is?
Darren has been on to us.
What's everyone's obsession with Mo Salah and his Christmas tree? Like, seriously. As a whole, Muslims don't celebrate Christmas. That's just a fact. Why is everyone hating? I asked my Muslim colleague here beside me, do you celebrate Christmas? Even though I know he doesn't. I said, do Muslims celebrate Christmas? He said, no. So what are you talking about? It's just a statement of fact. I couldn't care less if you celebrate or not.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Dave, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Dave?
Back, lads. Happy holidays.
Dave, can you ask me a question? Or answer me a question?
One.
How many Muslims protested against the opening of the moving crib in Dublin? Because
I'd imagine probably zero.
But why weren't they all protesting? Why weren't they all offended by it?
I don't know. Better things to do with the time, I suppose. Like the rest of us.
No, but if you're to believe, and I'm being flippant here, but if you're to believe the horseshit that's being peddled on a daily basis... They are disgusted by that moving crib. Absolutely. When they see Mary and Joseph and Jesus in the manger, they are horrified by that. So where are the protests?
Even though most Irish people probably say Jesus, Mary and Joseph multiple times a day, and technically that's blasphemy.
Yeah, exactly. That's true.
You know, but yeah, well, that's like if you think about it, really, like it's a very small subsection of fucking knuckle draggers who spend the majority of their time on social media actually believe this shit. I mean, pre 9/11, it was the IRA. Then after 9/11, thanks to a massive part of the Western media, someone says terrorist, you instantly think Muslim. Like, we've been here for the last 20-something years that they're coming to take over and they're diluting our traditions. Like, I live in butt-fuck Tipperary. You cannot get more Irish than where I live right now. And it's Christmas this, Christmas that. There's mangers, there's cribs, there's Christmas lights. It's nonsense. This idea that, like, we're losing our traditions, we're not. And if you want to get really fucking anal about all this, the majority of your Christmas traditions that you celebrate, like Christmas trees, wreaths on your lantern, mistletoe, holly, they're originally came from the pagans. They were just co-opted by Christianity when they were bringing the pagan peoples into the fold as Christianity started to dominate Europe. But you don't hear the pagans getting their knickers in the twist over.
Yeah, I agree with you on all that you're saying there. So In fact, somebody messaged in a minute ago. Islamophobia propaganda is funded by Israel. The reason gobshites dislike Muslims is because of Israel. Now, that's probably, there's probably a lot of truth in that.
Look, there is a lot. I mean, look, let's be honest, right? Christians and Muslims have been at each other's throats for the last, what, fucking 1600 years. I don't think it's going to change anytime soon. But we have loads of other denominations in Ireland. Hindus, Sikhs, Buddhists, modern day pagans. They don't celebrate Christmas. Nobody seems that, you know, to bat an eyelid. But, you know, once like the wind changes direction, like, oh, the Muslims are at it again. I mean, let's not forget the worst terrorist attack in European history was Anders Breivik, a white fundamentalist Christian who murdered 75 children, you know, but you don't really hear him being mentioned. And like, yeah, there was a terrorist attack in Australia. And look, fundamentalism from our side is to be scorned and decried by a lot of us. But you can't cherry pick this stuff. I mean, once upon a time, the worst terrorist attacks in Europe were up the north, only a couple of hours away from the rest of us.
So when you hear that sort of rhetoric that Muslims are trying to change everything here, they want rid of Christmas, that's why we don't have the Christmas lights, they want to get rid of all of our Christian festivals and celebrations, what do you say to people with that attitude?
Honestly, I once upon a time, I'd have gotten into an argument or a debate or whatever. I either start taking the piss out of them, or if I'm in the pub, I pick up my pint and go somewhere else. Because you can't, like, these people talk about Muslims are brainwashed, but these very same people, to a certain extent, are also brainwashed. A lot of the time, there's no point, unless they're being like outwardly hateful to someone who's actually there, there's no point. Because it's like that Mark Twain quote, it was, never argue with a stupid person because they will drag you down to their level and beat you with experience. They just let them say what they want. Let them have their fun in their comment section.
And I would imagine as well, lads, I would imagine that Muslim who leaves their own country to come here to live, yeah? I would imagine one of the reasons they come here to live is because they like the Western way of life. Maybe I'm wrong.
True. Well, hi, lads. I was on the piss there a while back at a stag, and I ended up doing shots of tequila with a Muslim guy at a bar. And I said to him, I was like, how you Muslims don't drink? Your man's like, fuck it, I'm living in Ireland. Why not? You know? People have this idea that, like, every Muslim, and look, I do not doubt there are fundamentalist Muslims living in Ireland. You know, I don't doubt that for one second. I'm not that naive. But they're the same as, like, we have the Burks. Those people are evangelical Christians.
Absolutely, yeah.
So they're like ISIS light. You have them everywhere. But the vast majority of people live here. They're just like you and I. They just
want to get on with life.
They want to live your life and just fuck off and leave them alone.
I just got a message in from Kelly, and this kind of summarizes this whole conversation. Kelly says, I'm a Catholic and my partner is Muslim. He loves it more than I do. He's the first one to put up the Christmas tree. And I would think that that is probably true, not of all Muslims living here, but certainly of a sizable percentage of them. Maybe not Jason's neighbours down the country, but I would say a sizable portion of them.
Okay, so the proof is, yeah?
You've no proof. You didn't get the proof you were looking for. Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. Please hit subscribe or follow, click on the bell icon on Spotify, and you'll be notified when we upload a new episode. We'll catch you on the next one.